Friendships are a bit like works in progress. You need to care for them from time to time to keep them in good shape. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about a pair of friend groups, their origins, meanings, and how they evolve over time. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. It's 2 years after graduation from the University of Pennsylvania when we meet the characters of Grant Ginder's new dramedy, So Old, So Young. And they are running out of mixers, but not cocaine, as they ring in 2008 at a New Year's Eve party at the funky Orchard Street apartment of a couple of the guys. The point of view rotates among five key players of the extended group as they explore who they've become and what they feel about each other now. Looks like some are headed for love, others for substance abuse, others for lucrative careers. We will watch these threads play out as we look in on them four more times. At a Cancun wedding in 2014, at a Labor Day birthday party in Amagansett in 2018, at a Halloween party in suburban New Jersey in 2022, and, ineluctably, a funeral in Lower Manhattan in 2024. As the Kirkus reviewer noted, the antic high spirits of Ginder's earlier work, the first, The People We Hate at the Wedding, was truly a riot, have shaded bittersweet. This book is about the pains of aging and the ripple effects of mistakes. Not to say there aren't still acerbically funny lines and great set pieces. One character has rejected a suitor with early onset prostate cancer. I can't believe you walked away from a guy with cancer. Whatever, it has a treatment rate of 95%. A newly out young man discovers an obstacle to gay romance. All they ever wanted to do was lecture him about Larry Kramer. Nothing. Not Coke or Nina Guzman or a naked Nancy Reagan could kill a boner quite like Larry Kramer. The fact is, aging is no fun for this crowd. Whether they become parents or don't, whether they find love or don't, adulthood is a narrowing of options, a hardening of patterns, more loss than gain. Grant Ginder's writing is consistently buoyant and funny, but he lets his characters take the difficult issues in their lives seriously. That last point is also true of Lillian Lee, whose latest novel, Bad Asians, follows a friend group as they navigate troubled waters. The title of the novel is also the title of a viral video, which blows up the lives of the four young people whose friendship it documents, made by a fifth classmate who began filming them back in middle school. Almost a decade later, Diana Zhang, Justin Yu, Errol Chen, and Vivian Wang graduate from college into the economically parched landscape of 2008, all four marooned in their childhood homes in North Potomac, Maryland. Also back in town is Grace Lee, the precocious videographer who was the model child and success story of the neighborhood, now having dropped out of Harvard Law School. Oh, how very sad for her. Grace asks the Schadenfreude-filled foursome whether she might make a documentary about them. They agree, never imagining the humiliating and disastrous ramifications when Bad Asians becomes a national sensation. Their clever plan to reclaim their lives goes so wrong, they end up not speaking to each other for years. For all the fun it has with stereotypes, this sharp satire is serious about its characters, whose well-developed interior lives make them fully real.
The books are So Old, So Young by Grant Ginder and Bad Asians by Lillian Lee. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.